Cancel
Culture
Podcast.
Welcome back to Cancel Culture, the podcast where we talk about cancel culture, all things taboo, and we try not to get canceled or try not to get my cis white dad canceled. And oh, you have a little
milk dripping
from your chin. Today is a weird day. My name's Jamie, by the way. I've been waiting tables, and two nights ago we had a party of 20 come in, and I feel like people get excited when you're like, oh, a party of 20, like you'll make a lot of money, but it's already a fixed menu, and so the tip is the same regardless of what you do, because 20% is included, which, you know, could be good, but everybody was individually ordering drinks and then closing out their tabs, and so it's just like,
whoa, that, how did you even allow that to happen?
Well, it wasn't up to me. It's like they basically, the person who organized the party paid like the fee, which was $70 a person, which if you ask me is way too low. So she paid that. And she said to everybody like, okay, like if you want anything else, it's not included on this thing, which we do allow. But you would think then, okay, great. Like everybody's going to get like, yeah, there's going to be one bill for everybody else and they'll figure it out at the end. No. All of them are individually ordering drinks. All of them ordered like one drink.
I would have said no.
And closed their tab.
Not up to all me. 20 of them. Yeah, pretty much. Actually, only 18 people ended up showing up. There was way too much food because they took like 10 boxes to go each. It was just like, there's nothing more demoralizing than spending 6.5 hours on your feet and making $200. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's awful.
It's awful.
Wait, and so who okayed this?
Not even $200 in tips. That's $200 including my hourly. Like,
oh fuck no. Absolutely not. Wait, who approved this party? Who made this
management
plan?
Management. I don't know. It's insane. Also because
I mean a lot of restaurants say no individual checks for parties that size. I've worked in restaurants. That's
Yeah.
Even if there's like 10 of you, you usually can't open and close so like that.
The other thing about this meal, and then I'll move on, is like, we don't get family meal. So you'll see like the entire staff. Yeah. Nobody gets family meal. We don't get like server meals, anything like that. And if you're under 6 hours, you don't get a 30-minute break. So, right. But I wasn't booked to be over 6 hours, but I ended up being over 6 hours because they didn't leave till 12:30 a.m. But I didn't get a 30-minute break. So it's just like, it's hilarious because then you'll go back by the dishwasher station and all the servers and all the like kitchen staff are just like eating crumbs off the uneaten stuff. It's disgusting, but it's like we're starving. Elena, speaking of being done with jobs.
Yes, hello. I'm Elena.
Big news for our listeners who have followed.
Wait, what?
I submitted my resignation on Friday.
Yeah.
And the district manager calls me immediately. She's like, how much PTO do you have? Like, do you want to take June off? Like, can we talk about this on Monday? Like, can we negotiate? I feel like this isn't a good conversation over the phone. And I was like, okay, I'm open to meeting, but I'm going to go in and be like, okay, I'm going to work 3 or 4 days a week and I want to make this much and I don't want to work with that manager anymore. So if you can
you
do that
say
for me,
$40 an hour.
There's no fucking way.
Yeah, but say it because you already know you're leaving. So just say $40 an hour. What do you have to lose?
Wild.
Yeah, and also, I'm like, ask for what you want because you've already quit.
Yeah.
And are they going to fire you?
I'm like, I know, seriously. And at this point too, I'm like, where was this energy when I came to you months ago with the craziness that my boss was doing? Like,
but that's always how it goes. That's always how it goes.
Half the staff is leaving. So that's including me.
That's how it always goes. It's like everything crumbles at the same time, much like society. Yep. It's
like society.
You know, it's like once one Jenga block falls out, it's like
Mariana has a big week ahead.
I'm such a vegetable. Like I can't. My brain is.
She's been finishing her pilot. She's got a share.
Let her speak.
Well, she's a vegetable. She just said she can't.
She can.
She's from VeggieTales. She can speak.
Yeah, I literally got an hour of sleep yesterday.
No, why?
Because we like spent, it was a 15 hour sound mix because there was like a bunch of issues that came up last minute.
Oh, Mariana, I'm so sorry. I'm glad you're here and take a nap after this.
Oh no, like I got, I'm saying like yesterday I got today I slept in. I was like, I'm getting 11 hours. Like,
good. We should move into.
Wait a second. Hello.
I'm
Evan. Wait, I have a good story. I have a good story, and it's a boss story too.
Keep it brief.
It's a boss story.
I'm Evan. I went to see Shucked this week, which is actually very funny and very, very charming and very well written. And I highly, highly recommend it.
Jamie,
it's
let's
a musical.
Go.
It's a musical about corn. And they worked, it's got the juice into the script. It's got some of the funniest jokes I've ever heard on a Broadway stage, including a paper plane that doesn't fly is just stationary. I highly recommend the show. It's very, every show, every song in the show is a hit. Because the writers of the music wrote like a lot of Kelly Clarkson stuff and other stuff. Anyway, great show.
Speaking of being an audience member, let's view some things. I believe we have, I know that this probably won't come out around Mother's Day because it is Mother's Day today.
Considering today
is Mother's Day.
Elena, you brought us something about Mother's Day.
I did, because I thought they were really funny. I have two clips in there. One, should I tell you about them or you just want to watch?
Whatever you think. Do you want think leave the preface out?
Let's leave the preface out. Let's see.
Okay.
Would it be fair to say mom's the ongoing favorite to win MVP this year? Yeah, I don't really see how she's not. The youngest I don't really have a shot with. She calls me by my first name. The oldest I thought maybe I could sway a little bit, but I was 5 minutes late to early pickup this week and fell pretty far in the standings.
What's your biggest focus for Mother's Day this year?
To not ask mom for anything. I don't care if it's opening yogurt or where her shirt is.
Wasn't that your focus last year?
Yes, but last year we only made it to 9:15, so... if we can make it a lunch, that's a huge improvement.
Is Mother's Day the biggest day of the year?
Well, I don't really see how there's a right way to answer that question, but yes. Yes, it is.
You got dinner plans for the big day?
We're going to get delivery from her favorite restaurant. I had so many unforced errors last year. Took forever cooking. She had to deal with the kids. This year, we're going to stick with couch sushi and a bottle of wine.
You've come quite a long way from your rookie year.
Yeah, considering I started out with a coupon book, which she only ever used the back rub ones out of anyway.
You remember any of the other coupons?
I think there might have been some pretty ambitious drawings in there.
How's the card coming along?
Good. Just need to figure out the pop-up part, glue on the flowers, and we'll sign it.
You think it'll be a keeper?
Well, it is not the most flattering portrait of her, if I'm going to be honest, but it is the thought that counts.
Very the funny. Dumb dads. That's really funny.
It's so funny. I love them. And I really thought of Evan.
No, I thought of me too. You know
so
what I
funny.
Got? What I got mom for mom's Mother's Day this year? Mm-hmm. I unloaded the groceries that she picked up at Beach. She said, I'm going to go out and see my parents tomorrow for brunch. I'm like, I will definitely not be good.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so funny because I was seeing all these things about like what moms do for Father's Day. And it's like this whole elaborate brunch and like all the women got together and planned it. And then it's like what happens for Mother's Day. And it was like the mom being like, don't ask him for anything. Let me sleep in past 7. Like the bar is so low, but I love it that is. These dads like acknowledged it. And it was really funny. Like the goal is to not ask her for anything. We only made it to 9:15 last year.
Yeah, I feel like we got to get past that. Like we need the same expectations for dads and moms now, considering we're already at a place where we're like gender's a construct. You know what?
Yeah.
Parenting.
It is
true.
I don't
know. You came out pretty okay. Mariana, what did you call your mother today for Mother's Day?
that's a loaded question.
Hold on a second. I'll be right back.
I haven't talked to my mom in 4 years. So mommy issues, yeah.
Oh. Sorry. Yeah.
But you're getting dinner with your dad tonight.
I am getting dinner.
So that's kind of like a good revenge. You
my
know?
Dad is good. My dad is like a mom and a dad at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. You're celebrating Mother's Day how you should.
Yeah, I literally call him every time it's Mother's Day, and I'm like, happy Mother's Day.
Aww. Shout out to Mariana's dad.
So sweet.
What's your dad's name?
Larry.
No, it's not. You just made that up.
I remember we've actually talked about this before. Larry.
Yeah.
Said cake shit.
It's the most, so funny. That's the most dad name ever.
I know. His name is Larry, and he's like, he's Mexican, and he like talks with a Mexican accent, but he's like white, green eyes, like pale with freckles. Like he's, it's
are his parents white? Is what I don't understand.
Where no, like, haven't from? You seen
Encanto?
No.
Encanto?
No, I have not seen Encanto.
Yes, Latin American countries are extremely diverse.
Yeah, my grandma was Polish. And and my grandpa was like American with like German parents or something. Damn. I don't know.
But they lived in Mexico. Thank or you.
Yeah. My grandma like went to Mexico when she was like 2 or something.
Damn.
Yeah. And my grandpa, I have no idea. He was just there.
Oh, we should have Larry on the pod.
What's your grandpa's name?
Yeah. Enrique. But we
and they named the kid Larry.
Yeah,
or as I call him, Rick.
Yeah, they named their kids like the most American names ever. It's Larry.
What was your grandmother's name?
Eve.
Her name was Eugenia, but we called her Ginny.
So
Eugenia?
Eugenia. Eugenia?
Yeah.
Stop.
And Enrique. Well, I was just trying to, you have to say both names so that then you can say the kids' names. Can you say both their names and then say the kids' names?
Enrique, but we called him Ricky. And then Eugenia, but we called her Ginny. And then it's Larry, Ian, Eric, and Jerry.
And Jerry.
Larry and Jerry?
Larry, oh, Jerry.
That's awesome.
Are they short for anything?
No, that's their names.
Oh, Gerald. My gosh.
Lawrence. Like
that's just their whole name.
That's amazing.
I love that.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. Well, that's amazing. Happy Mother's Day to your dad.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Did you call your mother, Jamie, for Mother's Day?
I haven't called her yet. It was early to get up before this. It was 10 a.m. here. And I woke up early to do the thing, but I texted her. I texted her and both my grandmothers. And I will call them later today. Nice. And I texted, I texted my mom, both my grandmas, and my boyfriend's mom.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
You think he'll text my mom?
Jenna's boyfriend texted not only Jill, but also my mother.
Wow. Gaga, but not my mom's mom.
I'm sure he did as Gaga as well. I have not confirmed, but I knowing the person in question,
well,
I'm sure
he's 5 years in.
Sweet boyo.
Yeah, he's going.
And
for
also
the
he's
will.
Looking
he's
for good...
trying to get in the will.
Yeah, he's trying to get in a good wedding gift. He wants those antiques. Come on now. Yeah,
no graduations first.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at his graduation gift and I know what the wedding costs, so
should we
yes.
take a look at the other Mother's Day clip? For the listener, it was dads with their newborns, and it was like a dad coddling, and then dads with their toddlers, and he's like carrying her like a like tote
sack
bag.
Of potatoes.
Sack of potatoes.
And chucks them around. Which I thought was so funny.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you hear a lot more about famous dads than moms. Do you ever think about this? Like, I feel like other than when they're,
for example,
like other than when women are pregnant or people are pregnant, I feel like you like people love to like publicize like famous dads and their kids, and it's so cute. And like Ryan Reynolds with his babies, or like fucking,
which is really cute.
Whatever, yeah. But then, but then when it comes to moms, like I feel like they're not
Woody
with their
Allen
kids
and his kids.
Oh, gross.
I don't know about that. I mean, Angelina Jolie. Like, how many times did we see all that? Wait, she got like 16.
Yeah, but that's like an exception to the rule in a lot of ways.
I don't know. I feel like I also see, I personally see all, like quite a bit of content about like famous moms.
Really?
Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah,
and I see like, so many moms in horror films. Mm-hmm. Let's be real. okay? Moms show up in the film industry murdering people and being possessed. So that's representation. don't forget it.
I just feel like I don't feel like we, you know what's a good representation of moms?
What?
Working the moms? Show Working Moms.
I knew you were going to say that. I freaking love that show. It's hilarious. Love that show. Dude, that show so funny.
It's a Canadian show. I don't know any of the actresses' names, but they're all phenomenal.
They're so great.
Shout out to that cast because they like make me cry. It's crazy because that show, I have no connection to being a mother at all, other than that I have a mom. But other than that, I have no like emotional stake in being a mother. But that show like makes me, that show makes me want to be nicer to my mom. Like,
what's fascinating is when I was younger, not I am today, which is every day before today, but
dad jokes.
Well, there's another joke from Shuck that's he was head over heels, which is just standing up. Where it's an unsolved mystery, which is just a mystery. Anyway, all the moms of like lore, like show business lore when I was younger were like terrible, like awful. So Joan Crawford, no more wire hangers. I don't know if you've ever seen Carrie Fisher Postcards from the Edge about her mom.
I have that book on my shelf. I read it. It's good.
First of all, great movie. Great movie. With, of course, Meryl Streep playing Carrie Fisher. She's just awesome in it. So it's just like growing up, it was always about the terrible moms, but I think there's been a transition.
Yeah, like Debbie Reynolds. Yeah, even like Judy Garland.
That's the other one I was going to bring up was, Judy Garland. Yeah. Liza Minnelli.
Yeah.
And now you look at like Diane Ladd and what's her name from Big Little Lies.
Laura Dern.
Laura Dern and
Nicole Kidman.
What about Nicole Kidman?
What about Nicole Kidman?
She's in Big Little Lies.
True.
That's
not wrong.
But Meryl Streep, like every one of her kids, is an actress now.
Society loves moms, but also hates them. So
yes. Well, that's because society hates women. By extension, the one purpose women are supposed to fulfill in the patriarchy, they're never good enough for. So you know that kind of checks out.
Yeah. It's always good. It's always good when like people tell you you'd be a great mom and you're like, what about like an actor or a writer?
Right. Right. Well, that might just be a production.
People love to tell me.
Women should just go on strike. No more moms. Okay. No more moms.
That's just the problem. Problematic with that.
And then men will have to. Right, exactly. And then they'll have to adjust because there'll be
more people. But the key element there, though, is that we're outlawing abortion. So it'd be pretty hard to mandate no more moms. Because, like, all the people
who don't have
abstinence.
Just have no more sex.
If we just all band together.
We start a school where we teach abstinence only, but not because, like, any religious or, like, anything like that. We're just,
stop
procreating for the patriarchy.
There is this anti-procreation movement happening on the planet Earth right now. People are not having kids.
I think that's just called Gen Z.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Gen Y, too. It's Gen Y and Gen Z. We are having substantially the amount of children had per capita is down like 15% in the last 5 years.
Yeah. Well, when the cost of a wedding is also the same amount as putting a down payment on a house and you can't afford either of those things, like where are you housing said baby that you create?
Not having a kid saves 54 times more carbon in the atmosphere than not having a car.
Yeah. True. Also read the play Lungs.
No more people. Just adopt the babies. You don't need to create any more babies.
One. Adopt the babies.
Yeah, adopt. There's already enough on the planet. Babies.
Yes. Yeah. We have enough humans. Just, you know,
I want a labradoodle. Like I want to genetically design.
You believe in eugenics?
So I mean, remember how we're trying not to get you canceled?
Yeah.
Redacted. Yeah. I just want to say we're a firm no on eugenics. I want to be clear.
So Paul, what's our game or what are we doing today?
We have a special segment of Mariana's big day tomorrow.
That's my favorite.
She's so cute, I can't even take it. Oh my God.
Obviously, she's been locked in, focused, so she's come today to share, as per usual, wisdom, knowledge, and power.
There's a video with this one. I went through my gallery. I like looked at all my memories.
Oh my God.
Oh, not the tears.
Tears in her eyes. When was this?
Like 3 years ago.
Okay.
2 years ago. 2 years and a half ago.
Do you want to tee up this clip, Mariana?
Oh yeah. So, okay. The video kind of explains itself because it's a video that I sent to my best friend. I like texted it to her because I thought I found a dead mouse behind my fridge. And this was the first time that I lived by myself. And it was like, I was like a couple of months in living by myself. And oh, so many things I could say about the first year that I lived by myself. I didn't know how to wash a comforter and it like wasn't drying. It was like wet and I had to go into the bathroom and like squeeze all the water out in my underwear, in my bathtub. It was just like so many things went wrong.
Oh no. Mariana, we do have this thing called Google and you can actually access it from your personal device.
I know. And I learned so much. I learned so much that first year. And this is one of the things that I learned.
Okay.
All right.
Hello. Just sending you a video message. I just found a dead mouse behind my fridge. It's gonna stay there until Monday. but it's okay. It looks peaceful. It died. And now it's behind my fridge. And I called my super. And I was like, hey! Just so you know, I have a dead mouse behind my fridge. And he was like, oh, okay. That means slow poison is working.
Sobs.
I had a mouse in my apartment. Oh my God, I'm gonna kill myself. But we're doing so good. This is so much fun, guys. I love that for me.
Oh my God, my cheeks literally hurt. That's the funniest thing.
I love how she's performative as she's crying.
Yes.
I love that for me.
I send messages.
So I can't wait to get one. Now that you have my phone number, I can't wait to get one.
I know. And then after that video was taken, I waited until Monday and my super came and he took the fridge out and there was no mouse.
Wait, did you see the mouse?
I thought I did, but I guess I saw wrong. So that's the lesson.
Or you thought it was dead and it was just resting.
Could have been just sleeping.
There was no mouse behind the fridge. And then I was like, Mr. Super, there is no mouse behind the fridge. I swear that I saw a mouse behind the fridge. And he was like, oh, maybe it like wasn't dead and it went back into the wall. Cause sometimes they do that. They like are kind of dead, but they're not dead. And then they like climb back into the wall and then they die inside the wall. So like maybe you'll just have a dead mouse inside your wall now. And I was like, oh, and that got me even more hysterical. And then I kind of got over it.
So what's the lesson?
Yeah, what is the lesson?
The lesson is so many things. So many things.
In one sentence.
Everything is not what it seems.
There you go.
Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah, it could either be that I was like hallucinating or something and I like saw wrong and I saw something that wasn't there, or the mouse wasn't dead And it did, in fact, it was there, and it crawled back into my wall and died in my wall. So everything is not what it seems.
I love
it. Everything
love
is not what it seems. Great takeaway.
Can I tell a quick dead mouse story?
No.
Really quick.
I want to hear it.
So first apartment I also had in the city, your mom, and by that I mean Jamie, was over, and we had a mouse problem, and we put out a glue trap. First of all, don't ever use glue traps.
Don't use glue traps.
Unless it's in your camper.
Bad, bad, bad. So we woke up in the middle of the night to a mouse literally screaming.
No, I don't want to know this.
And it's writhing in pain on this glue trap. And like, so what am I going to do with this? And your mom, and by that I mean Jamie, said, kill it. And I'm like, yeah, have we met? That's not a thing I do. Am I supposed to take a hammer and bash?
You're like,
its head
thank
in?
You for oh! volunteering for that.
So it's like 3 a.m. We're in the middle of Brooklyn, which at the time was not as nice as Brooklyn is now, especially the neighborhood I was living in. And I just didn't know what to do. So I literally just opened the window, and it's a flat glue trap, and
stop!
I just like, frisbeed it.
This is a horrible story, and I hate this. It's
hilarious. Onto the Long Island Express.
Somebody cancel him for this. Well, the takeaway here is everything is not what it seems. So carry that into your life. And until next time, this has been Cancel Culture.
Cancel
Culture
Podcast.